tape territory. This film has been restored and audio described.
A card. This film is from Perlinger Archives, San Francisco. Gold Satin, Rippling. Printed on it, the Home Economics Division of Iowa State College. Presence. The Home Economics Story, in flowing script. A drawing of a bell tower among trees. This is an Iowa State College production. A high school study hall, wood paneling and bookcases, bare branches in a vase, rows of desks. A dark-haired girl in a red plaid shirt bends over her book, writing. Three girls share a table. One rests her chin on her hand. A blonde girl in glasses works on, pencil at her cheek.
Kay probably can't remember the day or the date. All she remembers is that she was sitting in the study hall.
Alice was really going to town on her physics assignment. And Freck, well, he was busy with his regular routine. It was just the usual sort of day. Or was it? There's the bell for an assembly.
They rise, gathering books. A dark-haired girl in a white dress goes out with the crowd.
This one was for the girls only. Nothing too unusual about that. Kay found a seat, her favorite, right next the aisle.
An auditorium of girls on folding chairs, pastel blouses filling the front rows. On stage, a man in a dark suit at a wooden lectern before a red curtain. He shakes hands with a gray-haired woman in a gray pinstripe suit, and she takes the microphones.
Today, I'd like to tell you about several girls I know very well. Not too long ago, these girls were wondering, just as you are, what they would do after completing high school. Let's start with Evelyn, who went on to college where she took a course in home economics.
Now she's a tea room manager, and thousands of people who eat out are her daily customers. You might see her talking to the hostess and never guess she's really the boss. Behind the scene, she's the one who makes the final check and adds that extra touch.
Steam-stacked plates.
Kay thought she would like that sort of work. She could see herself at the center of a world made up of large ovens and mixers manned by professional cooks. Gee, what would Mom think of a grocery list like this? For anyone with training in institution management, though, it's just like planning the family dinner.
A young woman in white at a desk, telephone to her ear, a list in front of her.
And this is Joanne. In high school, she always helped decorate for the parties. She liked it. She still decorates. Gets good pay now for doing it. An applied art major in home economics helped her develop this ability. Kay couldn't resist daydreaming herself into this kind of job. Folks would look to her to help them make a wise choice. She would be asked to go out on appointments, to help people plan lovelier homes.
She spreads fabric samples across her desk.
The speaker told of other girls she knew, real girls in real jobs, good jobs, interesting jobs, well paid too. And everyone had taken her training in home economics. Some had specialized in foods and nutrition, others in education, in textiles and clothing, household equipment, child development, applied art, institution management, journalism. Home economics is all of this and more too. For instance, Carol, who is now Mrs. Bill Johnson, took a general home economics course. Not one which would lead to professional employment, but one which fitted her for that very important career of being Mrs. Johnson.
Her husband reads by the window.
Kay's home would be like this.
Carol holds up a blue jacket beside him.
There were many times she was glad that her college training had prepared her so well for home life.
She sews the jacket under a lamp. Later, two couples round a coffee table passing bowls of fruit. Then a birthday cake, candles lit.
Many times she didn't even realize that she was using some of the knowledge she had gained, and that her knowledge meant so much to her family as well as to herself.
On a rug, a toddler pushes a wooden train.
It wasn't hard for Alice to return to reality, but as for Kay, well, making a dream come true often depends on a very little thing.
In the library, Kay walks to the shelves and pulls out a booklet.
Day after day, she had passed by that little book, but now it suddenly held the key to a wonderful future. Of course, there were things she would have to do, apply for admission, study the courses, and, oh yes, what would Mom and Dad say? There was only one way to find out. Ask them. This was important. She realized that now, even before they said anything. You could tell that Mom and Dad knew that it was important, too. College for Kay would mean sacrifices for Mom and Dad. Would it be worth the sacrifice?
Dad's finger rests on a page headed fees and expenses. Close on his face, glasses, lips pressed. Then a smile goes round the table, Kay's brother grinning behind them. That night, Kay writes at a desk under a lamp.
So this was the important day in Kay's life, and it was late at night when she finally recopied the letter for the last time. She got a real thrill out of dropping that letter in the box.
Night, a street lamp. Kay drops the letter into a mailbox. Then a hallway at home, Mom in an apron holding an envelope.
Waiting for a reply was harder. Everybody watched the mail, and then it came. You'd have thought Kay was leaving for college the next day.
They hug, then a suitcase open on Kay's bed. She packs while Mom watches.
So this is college. Later it will have a homey look. Now it was a bit bewildering. Wonder where the tennis courts are. Where would her room be? Who would be her friends? Wonder if she'd ever know her way around here. Wonder what her room would be like.
A dormitory office. Kay signs a register at a desk while a girl in a white blouse hands her a key. Her parents wait behind.
At first it looks bare and not very friendly.
Her room, a bare bed, a radiator, plaid curtains. Mom unfolds a plaid blanket.
But with new curtains and bedspread, it doesn't take long to give it a homey feeling and a bit of college atmosphere as well.
Mom and Dad sit down.
Before you know it, it's time for the folks to leave. In all her dreams about college, Kay had never included the moment when Dad and Mom said goodbye, when she would be on her own.
Mom hugs her, and Dad shakes her hand at the door. Then Kay is alone in the room. She turns slowly, taking it in. The bare walls, the radiator, the empty bed. She sits on the bed, opens her case, and takes out a framed photograph, a woman's portrait. She looks at it a long moment, then stands it on the desk, turned to face the bed. She looks down at her hands in her lap, then up slowly toward the door. A girl in a gray suit and a white hat, a small case in her hand, leans in the doorway, smiling.
It helped to have Jean arrive just when she did. They chatted like old friends. What about? Well, the usual things. And while they were talking,
two more girls appear at the door, one in a yellow sweater, one in black.
Four girls, Kay and Jean, Helen and Louise. For the next 4 years, they will see a lot of each other. Most of their experiences will be shared with each other.
A fountain, the bell tower beyond it.
That first stroll with its first impressions.
The four stroll up a path between evergreens.
They stopped at the same places. They looked at the same scenes. They did the same things that many had done before.
Here is college with its new friendships, its old traditions. By the end of freshman week, they had begun to feel that this college was their very own.
Girls climbed the wide stone steps of a columned building, sun and leaf shadow across the stairs. Students stream in under the columns.
Early October, headed for an 8 o'clock class in Home Ec Hall, just a part of the crowd. The 8 o'clock was a class in applied art. It helped to build up a knowledge of the beauty of design and color. Surprising how everyone can make such interesting, original designs.
A girl studies a paper star she has cut.
And this study of design and color wasn't all theory. Jean and Helen learned to apply it in their class on costume design and selection.
Draping teal fabric.
All the classes seemed to fit together. Even the physics class was what a girl would like. It was about physics in the home. This course helped you to understand just what makes things run. Then in household equipment, you could study the practical side, the use of an appliance. In turn, there were courses in foods and nutrition where you also learned the why as well as the how. College had its sports program too. It was fun and a pleasant change in the regular routine of classwork. You didn't have to be good at first. You learned quickly. And soon you were out with your friends playing golf or tennis. You were taking part in college shows. Some girls liked it so well they took extra courses to qualify themselves for jobs in physical education, too.
In a dance studio, girls in black leotards leap, one trailing a long pink satin skirt, then sink to the floor with arms raised. Later, Jean lies on the bed with a book. Kay, in a quilted robe, reads on the floor.
Playing or studying, each day was filled with learning new skills, filled with learning how to live a fuller life. College had much to offer. Kay and Jean were sure of that by the time their freshman year was over.
Close on the bedspread, the plaid gives way to a stripe and the stripe to plain red. Hands tuck the red spread over the mattress.
Sophomores, same room, same roommates.
Jean and Kay hug by the radiator.
Same friends, same things to talk about.
Helen and Louise arrive.
Something new to talk about, too.
I worked all summer, and I've got a part-time job now, too.
What's chemistry like?
Well, it's not as hard as I thought it was going to be. It's different. You have to get used to thinking in a new way, but I sort of liked it. And you know it applies in...
In such common ordinary things as making cream of tomato soup. Pour milk into the acid tomato, and you're likely to have curdled tomato soup. Pour the acid tomatoes slowly into cold milk and, well, you can see that cooking is practically applied chemistry. Whether it's a class in food preparation or a class in textiles and clothing, applied chemistry is mighty important. Do you know what would happen if you used acetone on some rayons? It's important to know how to take care of things.
The cloth falls apart.
Just as it's important to know how to make them correctly in the first place.
A girl stands on a stool for a fitting.
And again in this house planning course, the girls learn that science and art are not far apart. The space in a house must be planned for many things. For comfort, for economy, and for beauty.
Two girls lean over a model room in a box sliding doll's house furniture into place. A tiny cabinet, a bed. Then a stadium stands packed, coats and caps in the sun.
Saturday afternoon, football time.
A drum major, baton raised.
You were there with all the spirit you had for your high school team and maybe a little more.
Cheerleaders leap.
College football on a sunny autumn afternoon. You wouldn't have missed it for the world.
A player in a silver helmet, number 17.
Afterwards, you met the gang.
A paneled canteen, students at tables with sodas. A boy in a red letter sweater leans over the group, Kay laughing in a pink jacket. In the dorm room, a lamp shade lettered K-A-Y.
Later, one evening, after such an occasion, the girls got together for their usual gab session. For a time, they talked of the events of the day, but then Kay came up with that all-important question.
What are you going to major in, Helen?
Oh, you know me. Best cook to come out of Foods 204. I'm going to take Foods and Nutrition.
Really, I am. I want to be a dietitian.
Wish I could make up my mind that easy. What are you going to take, Jean?
Textiles and clothing. I like to work with fabrics, beautiful clothes, and there are good jobs as buyers in department stores.
I'd like to go along with you, but I don't know yet whether I want to work for a household appliance company or whether to go on with my artwork.
Kay smiling.
Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to teach.
Kay went to chat with her advisor. She learned about a world of opportunities, things she'd never thought of before. Teaching. Yes, it was a big profession. High school teaching, nursery school work for those who like very small children, and extension teaching with farm families. Would teaching be her career? Or would it be the business world with its glamorous commercial jobs? Would it be the public service field, perhaps a hospital dietitian? Or research with its look to the future? Yes, there would be all sorts of interesting careers, and best of all, when you made a home of your own, all that you would learn would be useful.
Children at lunch with women in white. Then Jean hangs striped curtains.
College is a timeless period. One year passes into another very quickly. It's good to be back. At the beginning of your junior year, things seem pretty much the same. But this is the year that you're ready to specialize in your chosen field. Helen, learning to be a hospital dietitian, must be able to plan and serve inviting meals. Plan them well enough to fit a doctor's orders, and serve them attractively to pep up lagging appetites. She'll also have the problem of feeding large numbers of people. That calls for quantity cookery, so you'll find her in classes in institution management.
Trays of cookies.
Louise, who has her eye on a commercial career in household equipment, is rapidly becoming a technician in her own field. The technical comparisons which she is making now will enable her to give first-hand advice on the selection of home appliances.
Louise tests an iron.
Her knowledge of efficient operation will be passed along, too.
She notes a reading. Three irons weighed in a rack.
Jean was just as busy in textiles and clothing. The world of fabrics and of fashions will be hers.
She pins blue-striped cloth over a sketch of a dress.
Perhaps she will be designing the clothing you see pictured in fashion magazines. Perhaps she'll be the person who has thought up the patterns you will buy at the store. Perhaps she will show you how you can create beautiful clothes for yourself, or help you choose them at the store.
The finished dress.
Jean may even find another use for her talents by combining her knowledge of art and textiles. She may follow a career in textile designing.
A leaf print.
The days are filled with other interesting classes, too. You would expect to find Kay with her interest in teaching in a child development class. But Jean is there, too, to study children's clothing requirements. Well, yes. But more than that, home economics means much more than a career. It's a study of everything that makes up a home, including those who live there. The girls learn a lot from the children of the nursery school, how habits and attitudes learned at this age are so important in later life. They learn how much depends on getting along with others. For after all, we live in a world where people are more important than things.
A small girl with a fringe licks her fingers over her plate. The teacher leans in, smiling. Children with trays.
Yes, college is a rich variety of experiences. You tell Mom and Dad about the little events.
One little boy is just darling. I really like that class.
And the big ones, too.
Tonight is the big prom. I'm wearing my new formal.
A pale satin gown on the bed. Then the prom. Gowns and tuxedos in an arched doorway.
each good time that you had, mingled with the memories of other good times. You'll never forget them. They were the glittering threads woven through the varied pattern of college life.
Kay, in a cream off-the-shoulder gown, touches keepsakes hung on ribbons, a corsage, dance programs, a little bell.
Being a senior wasn't much different from being a junior. Student teaching was in line for Kay.
Kay, in yellow, stands over three girls in aprons.
And Jean was busier than ever in her advanced courses in textiles and clothing. Helen was deep in studies on food buymanship, getting her money's worth, that is. One of the many things she'll be doing next year in her job as a dietitian.
Weighing a covered dish.
And Louise, wouldn't you know she'd be in a household equipment laboratory?
She reads a meter beside a range, then opens the oven. Carved in stone above a row of columns, home economics.
What is home economics? Is it the technical knowledge of the equipment in a home? Or the understanding of how to create beautiful clothes and more attractive homes? Is it the skill to prepare an attractive, nourishing meal? Or the ability to teach others these many things? Yes, home economics is all these and more, too. To put it another way, each girl has been preparing for two careers. One, her chosen specialty. The other is a career in homemaking.
The four come down the steps together.
And so, as a special part of their training, the senior girls actually share the management of a home. First of all, the girls met their advisor and decided how they were going to take turns at managing all the household tasks. This was no make-believe situation. With eight hungry persons to feed, Jean would have to draw on the knowledge she gained in basic courses in foods and in equipment.
Jean unpacks a market basket into the cupboard.
As for planning an attractive meal and a pretty table, that should be easy for a girl with special talent in color and design.
Arranging leaves and flowers in a bowl.
Kay, too, would draw on her knowledge of household equipment and of textiles to take care of her turn in the laundry.
In the basement, she loads a washing machine.
Louise, for a few days, would have the most envied task in the house. Sooner or later, everything and anything you had learned in your home economics courses would prove useful.
The envied task, a baby on a quilt in a rubber toy. Then the girls on the sofa laughing.
Life in the home management house is very homey. Somehow you wish it would never end.
A girl in red brings a ribboned box.
And some of the happenings you will never forget.
The advisor laughs, a girl on the sofa gasps, and the chocolates go round.
The 5-pound party that Beth had to announce her engagement.
Beth in red sits with the open box on her lap while the others crowd in, one taking her hand to look at the ring, everyone laughing at once. The advisor, in black with a long pendant, beams from her armchair.
The days roll by, and even before school is out, you have a new topic of conversation. Getting your first job through the placement office.
Kay at a desk.
Well, yes, Kay, the teacher placement office tells me they're getting requests every day.
Jean in Navy.
Jean, I think this job in a department store will be very interesting to you. The letter has just come in telling us that you've been accepted for your hospital internship. Yes, Louise will be happy to accept the position.
Louise in Gray.
Graduation.
A mortar board in the dark, then a lawn before white columns.
Mom and Dad were there, of course. They didn't say much, but you knew they were pleased as punch. Dad made some remark about he sure had earned his diploma, and you all laughed. Jean and Louise were leaving at once for their jobs in the city. So you all drove down to the train to see them off.
A station platform, tracks below.
As you stood there on the platform, wishing each other the very best of good fortune, somehow the talk got around to that very first meeting. And then you sensed that this was the end of one chapter in your life. A chapter so fine that you hated to see the end. A
chapter you wouldn't have missed.
The three on the platform, suitcases at their feet as the picture fades. A cream card in script, the end. Copyright 1951, Iowa State College.